Well, we have nearly 6,000 registered tenancies in County Sligo. We are expected as a county council to inspect these. However, when you consider that the government so far this year have only funded us to the tune of €36,000 to carry out these inspections, you have to really ask, how serious is this government about tackling the issue of unscrupulous landlords and substandard private rental accommodation? A report came out last week from a National Oversight and Audit Commission, and it said that Sligo County Council had only inspected just over 8% of those 5,675 tenancies. And much more importantly, over three quarters of those houses that were inspected failed to conform with standard regulations. So we have a serious problem here. We're trying to help tenants as best we can as a council, but effectively financial handcuffs being put on us. And, you know, this is allowing a small, you know, creeping return of a number of unscrupulous landlords. And I want to state quite clearly, they're in a minority, but they are there. They're exploiting vulnerable people, and they're allowed to get away with it because of the lack of inspections. So, you know, we have a serious problem here with lack of finance. As I said at the outset, just over €36,000 has been released so far this year to supposedly inspect 5,675 tenancies in the county. So what we need to see is a greater allocation of funding. The government have, you know, they've talked about increasing the funding so that there will be a minimum of 25% of rental inspections every year. We are getting nowhere near that. We in Sinn Féin want to see an immediate additional €5 million in funding to help local authorities to move towards that, because more and more of our citizens are living in the private rented sector, and we need to ensure that the homes that they are living in at the very least meet minimum standards.
House prices have put many people out of the market, so therefore they have no option only to rent, and the more people obviously that's looking to rent, the better it is for landlords, and some unfortunately, albeit a small number, seem to be taking advantage of the situation.
It is a landlord's market. I see it, and those of us who are working, you know, day in, day out at the coalface of housing issues know these problems. We get an awful lot of families who qualify for what we know as HAP, housing assistance payment, but they're not able to find landlords who are willing to take it. So landlords are able to keep on increasing the rent. And I've had quite a number of parents come to me over the last number of weeks because, you know, for the first time, many of them as homeowners have never engaged with the private rental sector. And now their kids are heading off to third level college in other urban areas around the state. And for the first time, they're now seeing firsthand the issues of overpriced and underquality private rental accommodation.